Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray. I am a lifestyle relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. You know, Whispers, I have had to tell you, today I am so grateful to be in this room with you all because we have experienced some major storms right here in the Pennsylvania area and many of others that are listening in. I hope you all are safe. And don't forget to tap in with each other because that's important because we need to just be safe and make sure that everyone is okay. And it's important that we check on each other every day. And listen, if you're not able to catch the show, don't worry. I got you. You can listen to it again and catch the replay, or you can go over to our YouTube channel and make sure you click on subscribe, like, and share, because that is so important for us to share and pour value into each other. And Whispers, you know I want you to join in on the conversation, so call in at 516-595-8091. Once again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous for us all. They have put a live chat box into this episode so you all can drop your questions, your comments. If you need me to reiterate something, because you know your girl loves to monitor a good chat box. And wait a minute. Did you get the cocktail or the mocktail of this episode? Oh, my goodness. First and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to Desiree, who is our featured mixologist this week and next week. She gave us something pretty good here, I must say. She gave us the Raymond Massey. Oh, it's knocking my socks off. I think I'm going to have to put this one back on rotation for us, guys. So listen, if you didn't get your cocktail or your mocktail, guess what? Tell them, Whispers, they are missing it. So make sure you go to the description box. There's a live link. Click on it and join our email list. You're going to get fabulous cocktail mocktails for each episode. There's some great tips that are going to be in there, and there's so much more. And don't forget, guys, make sure you join the conversation by calling in at 516-595-8091. So, are you ready to get into this discussion? It is walking in your greatness. You know how I love to start our discussions off. I started off with a very clear meaning and a definition. And so this is not going to be any different. So today's word that we're going to get an understanding of is greatness. And that is the quality of being distinguished or excellence that sets someone or something apart from others. Did you catch that? Okay, don't worry. I got you. The quality of being distinguished or excellence that sets someone or something apart from others. That is what greatness means. You know, Whispers, a few years ago, I had the great privilege of traveling on a speaking tour and delivering this particular topic and this discussion. And I have to tell you, it was powerful. And it was great to see the reactions of the individuals that were receiving the message that I was giving in it. And I saw that so many were impacted by it. And when you are able to tap into people and really bring forward something that you know is really nurturing them, it makes an impact even on you as a speaker. And, you know, I like to say that as attendees, you all engage just as much as with us, the speakers, because of how you give the air of it all. And I'm excited today, just as if it was just the same if I was on the stages just a few months, maybe it's almost a year ago that I gave this. And it's just the same energy. So today I want to impart some of that energy to you all. And I want to help you all to either tap in and learn how to walk in your greatness or continue that walk of greatness that you have. So this being stated, studies have shown that the desire to avoid pain is stronger than the desire to move towards pleasure. Did you get that, guys? Our desire, personal desire, to avoid pain is stronger than the desire to move towards pleasure, things that will bring us joy. We are like kind of resisting against it. And this is why it's often the case that we find ourselves entangled or instead focusing or filling our lives with things that make us feel purely nourished and alive, but it doesn't fulfill us. It just kind of just had, things are just placed. And do you all know what that means, Whisperers? Do you realize what it means? This means that your natural instinct is not to surrender to your own greatness, but avoid falling prey to pain. It takes conscious effort to surrender to your greatness. You have to wake up every single day and simply tell yourself. And now look, I want you guys to like repeat this after me. I want you to wake up and repeat, today, I'm surrendering to my own greatness. And when you say that, look in the mirror at yourself. And if you can't look at yourself, you're going to have to work on it until you can. And you're going to say, today, I'm surrendering to my own greatness. And when you do this, you tell yourself, your mind, your heart, and your soul, you are open to seeing your potential. Notice, I said you tell your mind, your heart, and your soul that you are open to seeing potential of being great, seeing your potential of not being in competition with anyone else but yourself, and seeing your way to celebrate yourself, be it great or small. Now, how many conversations have I had with you all about celebrating yourself? Even my clients can tell you, I speak on celebrating yourself. But why do I say that so often? It is because when you can celebrate yourself, those small things, you are able to see that you are making definite moves and intention in the right way. Intention, not intentional. Did you hear that? You know, I want to say something right here before we go further. So please pay attention. And if you are looking for someone to direct you and show you your greatness, you will never find it, nor will you ever walk in it. I'm going to reiterate that for you all because I don't want you to miss that point, because that is something that is real. See, if you are looking for someone to direct you and show you your greatness, you'll never find it, nor will you ever walk in it. So what is required for you to be able to see the qualities that will help you to motivate yourself? And if you cannot see your qualities, then you need to be able to clutter your mind. And that is such an important fact at this point, to be able to declutter our minds and to remove things and extract things that are taking up valuable space. Let me ask you all, have you all ever had like, let's say you have an area in your house And this one area is like where it catches everything. It could be like a corner or whatever. But it's just like it's the nemesis to everything that you have there. And it just makes you feel kind of nervous, disorganized, and jumbled up or whatever. I have a drawer that does that for me. And it is. It's just a junk drawer. It's a junk drawer. But it does. It's like, and it never fails. When I need something, I always got to go to that particular drawer. And then I have to be searching for it and searching for everything. But the fact of being able to declutter, it helps your mind so you will be able to walk in your greatness. So you will be able to focus better. You will be able to have a clarity with things. And I teach my clients that they are diamonds. And I'm not speaking of cubic zirconian. I'm not talking about cut glass. I mean a real diamond. I'm speaking of value and worth, which is required for you to realize if you are to ever walk in your greatness. See, I place these things into skills and different things that I do with clients because I want them to realize that if they're actuating and they're putting real action into their minds, it pivots and causes great things to happen, and it stirs them to move forward, and it puts them on that pathway to what? Walking in your greatness. So as a counselor, educator, and motivational speaker, I always want to make sure you whispers are doing your best. And by doing your best, you need to know how to achieve your best so you can walk in that greatness. You know, have you ever wondered what separates successful individuals that walk in their greatness from the average person? It's the drive and mindset that sets them apart. Individuals that are just, hold on a second, guys. My thoughts are coming together because I'm putting this together with you all as we're talking. Individuals that are successful aren't afraid of failure. That's the biggest thing. They're not afraid of failure, and which in turn helps them to pivot their mindset to adjust and move them past the setbacks. You all know that I like to use Tyler Perry all the time as my example with you all. And he is, you know, by far, he's had some major hurdles to get over. Because this is the one thing that you don't realize with Tyler Perry. And he if you go and you look at his story and hear what he says at one part, he says, no one ever told him he would be anything. No one ever reassured him that he would be even successful or even learn how to read. Nobody ever did that. Nobody poured value of that sense into him. But he knew deep within himself he had a gift and a talent that needed to be shared and shown to the world, and he set out to achieve just that. Now you got to tell me, that is not some dynamics right there, because that man, he really had a very hard upbringing. He was abused. He had been molested. It was so many different things that happened. He lived in his car for a very long period of time. He was homeless. He was hungry. He was dragged. He was overlooked. Tyler Perry owns one of the largest studios in Atlanta, and he employs so many people, and he's walking in his greatness, which is really what? His purpose, his reason. Because he learned that it was deep within himself, and sometimes we have to sit and focus on that. But what does it take to do that? Well, you know, I'm prime on giving you all breakdowns and steps and takeaways and everything else. And I tell you to go get your notebooks and your pencils or pin mark the episode and come back and listen to it. So that's the exact same thing that we're going to do right now. I'm going to tell you to just take your notebook out and get ready to take some notes, because we're going to break down a couple of simple steps. The first one is this. I'm so sorry. I have allergies today. Create a vision. The first step is this. Create a vision. Think about what you want to create in your life and how you want to live. You cannot achieve anything without a very clear vision. So let me ask you all, do you all create vision boards or know what a vision board is? And what do you place on those vision boards? I'm going to share something with you that I don't really tell too many people about this or anything like that. But I do. I always tell people that I do a vision board, and I create them, and I do them, and I rework them as things start to come to fruition, or I've changed, or I've worked on things differently. So literally on my vision board, it had to be 2 years prior. And you all know my story that I was in a wheelchair, and I told you that. But I had put on my vision board that I had wanted a baby, but I didn't know, you know, how we were going to go about this. If we were going to adopt, what are we going to do, And then lo and behold, 2 years later, we found out that we were going to have a baby. And it was incredible because it was our vision board that we had set up. And it was my board, and I was like so excited. But it's because I place things on my vision board. It's not because I was just thinking like random thoughts or placing silly stuff up there. And I was working in accord and I was praying about certain things, but it was keeping that visual mark in my eye of seeing things too. And so I implore you to just think about that. If you have goals that you want to meet, put them on a vision board. Put them up. If you're wanting to lose weight, put that up there as your priority so your eye sees it and it doesn't allow you to exit it out and forget it, because that's what happens, because we as visual creatures need to be brought back to see things, that we can feed it through the eye into our mind, into our heart, into our souls, and then we produce the action of what we need to do. So that's the first step, is creating vision, a vision. Second, turn adversity into advantage. Remember I told you Tyler Perry, his story, adversity. He turned his adversity into advantage. And remember our discussion a couple of weeks ago regarding embracing stress? Well, this falls right in line with that discussion. And if you all have missed that discussion, I would encourage you to go back and listen to it, because there's certain aspects in there that really kind of step into this discussion as well. See, adversity serves as a choice point for us. Did you hear that? A choice point for us. We can either choose to play into a victim mindset and give away our power, give away any kind of authority, or give away any kind of effort that we would have made, give away anything that we would have accomplished. Tyler Perry, remember, no one placed value in him. No one said, young man, you are going to be great. No one said that to him. He didn't know Oprah Winfrey back then. He knows Oprah Winfrey now, but he didn't know her back then. So you see where I'm going with this. Or we can use those challenges as opportunities to learn, to grow, and become stronger. To learn, to grow, to become stronger, to know better. And see, and that's what he did. He learned things. He started watching people. He started noticing different ones, and he would go by the lots and the different things for the studios and everything. He was turned down from the best of the best, but it made him stronger because he knew he wanted to do something that would pour value into people. And it is the way that we place these obstacles in our mind that will either keep us tripping over them, or they will help to become your stepping stones. Isn't that dynamic? Like, literally, if you think about it, these are like dynamic qualities. These are dynamic points. And even like I tell everyone in this point, in this juncture of this discussion, the point of being in a wheelchair, it was a stepping stone to a better Sonia Lorraine. It was a stepping stone to a more conscious Sonia Lorraine. It was a stepping stone to a more dynamic Sonia Lorraine, because that opened the door to different possibilities, different opportunities. It led me into a whole different career. It led me to this radio today for you all, because I knew that I would love to go to a broader band that people could be touched by the message that I wanted to give and the value that I want to pour into you, walking in your greatness. So number three, so I gave you the first two, were create. Well, the first one was create a vision. Got to see it to be able to achieve it. The second one is turn adversity into advantage. And now the third one is this: cultivate a champion's mindset. Let me tell you, this particular point, I'm going to take like a second one, because I need you to really understand this type of mindset and how it will serve you. Notice I said how it will serve you. I don't know if any of you all are close to any successful athletes, but they believe 100% they believe in themselves. And they know that if they train their bodies and their minds, they are able to achieve anything with beautiful, dynamic equipment that they have, be it if they're a football player, a runner, a swimmer, ballerinas, tennis players, successful businessmen, successful businesswomen, successful mompreneurs, successful housewives. And notice, you are successful because you're achieving it and doing it. That's the quality there. And in fact, it's essential if you want to move past average to greatness that you cultivate these things like this. But you have to learn the body. You have to learn the mindset. You have to train it. You have to nurture it. You have to feed it. Do you realize you have to feed your mind what it needs so it can be the greatness? So if you want to be the next Steve Jobs, what do you have to do? You have to feed it knowledge in that way so you can achieve it. So that means that maybe you need to go and you need to learn these programs, or you need to learn the dialogue and the dialect of different programs or whatever. Maybe you want to be a great speaker. You have to learn how to do that. You have to learn how to speak on top of your voice box, how to enunciate correctly, and how to bring forth your message that it doesn't fall flat. See? A champion's mindset. Strong. It's determined. It works hard. It's focused. It's pretty dynamic, though. It's a dynamic mindset. So you need to write them. You need to also, you are going to have to reconnect or even learn what your strengths may be. You might have to do that because maybe you haven't even taken time to really see what your strengths are. And many times, a lot of us, we don't do that because we're so, you know, involved in our day-to-day. We have our families, we got our jobs, we got everything else to worry about, trying to stay healthy from COVID, trying to make sure we're not getting, you know, washed away in a storm or whatever else is happening in our lives. Sometimes you have to stop. You have to pause. There is nothing wrong with pausing. So you can tap in, hear, and know what you're supposed to be doing. So you now have create a vision. Turn adversity into advantage. Cultivate a champion mindset and develop hustle. That's what number four is, develop hustle. Listen, this mindset is important because when you develop hustle, that means you are willing to do what the average person is not willing to do. Do you hear me? You're willing to do what the average person is not willing to do. I've told so many of my clients that this means that you are willing to work harder, longer, make some sacrifices, and have crazy determination. You know, Kevin Hart just made a great statement, and I just used it earlier today, and I was telling others about this today, that he was saying that, you know, so many people, they want to be celebrities. They want to be stars. They see great things in there for themselves. But the one thing they're not willing to do is to work hard for what they want. They think it's supposed to be just given. And that's not how it works. You know, sometimes we can fall into great circumstances and things can happen that it's just, you know, a grand opportunity is handed to us, or we get an opportunity of a lifetime. But it's not that often. You have to work for these things. You know, if you think about your most successful people, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, Bill Gates, and I can go on and on with tons of people, they all developed hustle and they all did what the average person wasn't willing to do, and they all worked harder and longer than the average bear. Get that? So what was it again that we were up on? What was our cues? Create a vision. Turn adversity into advantage. Cultivate a champion mindset. And develop hustle. Now this next fact may come as a surprise to you all. And you must be conscious of your body. You hear me? You must be conscious of your body. Meaning, when you start to move in greatness, you must be fully conscious of your health and your body. Feeding it, hydrating it, resting when you need to refuel so you can be in it for the long run. Okay, feeding it, hydrating it, resting. So when you need to refuel, you can be in this for the long run. And when you don't feed your body correctly, it is a known fact that your mind cannot function correctly. And you know, I've told you all that a large part of what we eat helps with the functionality of our brain, helps with the healthiness of our brain, that it takes away the inflammation in the brain, which causes us to be able to think clearer. When we get enough rest, it causes the mind to be able to go to sleep and then able to kind of reproduce and help us to be able to think clearly the next day and to function at a high level. And if you are dehydrated, oxygenated blood does not flow properly, and water is necessary for a healthy brain function. I just listened to a great discussion, and I don't know how many of you all are on Clubhouse or not on Clubhouse, but there's a great speaker. His name is Marquise, and his topic that he was speaking on was about how to drink water. And I know people think like, well, I drink my water, you know, but he was saying that most people drink water incorrectly. Most people guzzle their water, just drink. And I started laughing because most people guzzle their water. But the correct way of drinking water to hydrate the body correctly is if you think about if you have a good liqueur, you kind of sip on it, right? Well, it's the same difference. That's what you do with water. You sip on it. So it starts to nourish and take into the cells and to hydrate you correctly. These are the elements that you need. So you know that you are starting to get the idea of how you are to begin to walk in your greatness. And this is one major factor I also need you all to do. Stop using shame as a motivator for self-growth. Did you hear that? Please listen to that carefully. You have got to stop using shame as a motivator for self-growth, because shame is not an effective motivator for personal growth. Shame is not a motivator for a healthy mind development. Shame is not a healthy growth of the heart. Shame is not healthy. It's like taking poison and just drinking it directly. And that's what you're doing to yourself when you do that. And if you're trying to shame yourself into changing, that won't work either. Because the more that you heap on yourself, the quicker it is for you to fall backwards on those same old practices and not move forward. So stop. You're developing the greatness mindset. Now, let me just tell you, when I say that, that does not mean that you are better than anyone, okay? Because some people have gotten that misconstrued as well. And I'm not speaking on that. So let's get that clear, whisperers. It means that you are tapping into the quality of where you are producing at a higher vibration, a higher decimal, and you are accomplishing the things that you are setting forth. And that's what walking in your greatness is. Walking in your greatness looks different for all of us. There are children that are walking in their greatness. They are being authentically themselves. They are showing up at school and they are showing up for themselves at school. Their grades are dynamic. Their conduct is above board and beyond. And then they're coming home and doing exactly what the parents need, getting their homework done. They are walking in their greatness. Are you celebrating that for them? Are you celebrating that for you? You all have got to realize that this is such a dynamic quality. And it's an energy that happens that helps you to keep moving forward and to keep growing and not to stagnate. And you know, I talk about that all the time. You don't want to be sitting water. You do not want that. You want to always have an ebb and flow that you are growing and you are able to keep on going and producing, and you don't have mold or mildew or bacteria that is sitting there and taking up and killing you. So, you know, whisperers, you are at the point now in your lives that you're ready to start to reach your goals. You're ready to shift your mindset from a place of lack to a place of abundance. Maybe it's about time for you to start working with a counselor to give you so much needed motivation and clarity. That's what's needed, is clarity on what you have to do to succeed and move towards your goals. So I have a special gift for you all. And if you all email info@whispersinabottlepodcast.com, I'm going to send you our three simple setting goal worksheet so you can get it. It's the three simple steps to setting clear goals, because that's what you need. You have to have clarity. And if you're ready to work with a counselor, you know, I would love to tap in and I would love to work with you all. There's a live link in this description that you can click on and book a session, and we can start building out and building up your foundation so you are stable and able to walk in your greatness. And I also have a challenge for you all. So I hope you all are up for a challenge too. I want you to make a commitment agreement with yourself and be very specific in regards to that commitment that you're willing to do. Hold yourself accountable. That does not mean like you make the commitment and then it's like, okay, well, I did it, but then you never go visit it. You don't put it up so your eye and your mind sees it. So you are held accountable. Did I achieve this? Did I not achieve it? But it's not to make yourself ashamed that you didn't or you fell short. It's just to help you to know that you have to keep working towards your goal. You know, Whisperers, I could go on and on in this topic because there's more to this discussion than what I'm just sharing with you, because this topic is, this is my passion. This is my love. When I get to do this particular topic, I love it because it is invigorating. It brings on so much energy, and I just know that it motivates you to want to do better and be better. Because that's what we all need to be doing. And I challenge myself every day. I give myself a commitment agreement every single day. When I wake up in the morning, I look at myself in my mirror and I say to myself, in my mirror looking, so I'm talking to me. And I said, because today, matter of fact, my commitment to myself was this. I commit to myself to eat healthy and to get my full 52 ounces of water into me today. Because I've been slipping, because you all know I drink about 52 ounces a day. And I was slipping and I missed out like 3 days in a row and I'm feeling it. And so that was my commitment to myself and I'm meeting it today. And trust me, my body feels like it still needs more. So we have to be willing to do these things for ourselves. We have to be willing to step up and hold ourselves accountable. So, you know, I always tell you, I'm going to give you the takeaways because that's important to me. I have to give you takeaways. So remember, the first thing is you create a vision. Second, turn adversity into advantage. Cultivate a champion's mindset. Develop hustle. Be conscious of your body. And most importantly, do not shame yourself into motivation. So, Whisperers, this has been a great afternoon as always. And you know I love being with you all. If you would like to connect with me, please feel free to follow me on social media. I can be found on Instagram at www.whispersinabottle_podcast. Once again, that's www.instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. And then you can go to Facebook at www.facebook.com/whisperinabottle. And don't forget to come back next week for another dynamic topic on have you accepted yourself. I know we like need some dynamic music or something right at this time, you know, when I drop stuff like that, I feel like we need like a great celebration music or something. So, you know, Whisperers, thank you so much for coming in here, for being in this safe zone, for allowing me to have these discussions. I value you all so much, and I just am grateful to have you as my beautiful tribe. So once again, thank you so much. You're listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia LaRae, lifestyle, relationship counselor, educator, and motivational speaker. And Whisperers, please be safe. Wear your mask, wash your hands, and tap into your neighbors. All right, guys, until next week, have a great weekend.
Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Larae.